Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Rensselaer Central High School, home of the Bombers. Pretty much a lot of rain falling right now out of the sky. Probably not going to stop until early in the morning. But we'll miss it. We welcome you to today's Education Base High School Varsity Football Game. Tonight it's the Tipton Blue Devils and the Rensselaer Central Bombers. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO, Robbie Sindel, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Larry's going to talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard.
Thank you, AJ. Yes, Tipton Blue Devils on the road tonight. Class 2A, Section 36. There are four games this week. Blackford, this is a sectional, I'm sorry. Blackford at 0-8 will travel to Tipton, 1-7. Elwood, 1-7, will travel to Eastern, 6-2. Eastbrook, 6-2, will travel to Franklin, 3-5. And Bluffton, 6-2, will travel to Alexandria, 7-1. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Phone number, 765-675-7431. You'll also find them at TiptonAthletics.com. Principal is Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic Director Corey Fernong. Assistant AD Alec Weddle. Athletic Trainer Burke Emmert. Hoosier Conference crossover week here. It's the last game of the conference year, regular season. We'll see number 3A, Class 3A number 8, Hamilton Heights. We'll visit 3A number 10, West Lafayette. That should be a great game at West Lafayette. Also, you'll have 3 and 4. The game for 3rd and 4th place will be Western at Central Catholic. For the 5 and 6th spot, Northwestern will visit Twin Lakes. And 78, Tipton and Rensselaer Central. Bowman Academy, not in the conference, will be playing Benton Central at Benton Central tonight. Again, the Huskies are 1-7 on the year, 0-3 in the Eastern. Blue Devils still got the Huskies game on the mind there, but 1-7, 0-3 in the Eastern Division of the Hoosier Conference. Coach Aaron Toll is in his 19th year. Overall record is 135-79. Coach Toll is a Tipton High School graduate from 1990. And a Indiana University graduate from 1995. Again, next Friday, October 20th, 2A Section 36, Round 1, Blackford Bruins at Tipton Blue Devils at 7 p.m.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Hey, we'll talk about the home team on the scoreboard. Rensselaer Central Bombers, they have a school enrollment at 521. They are Class 3A Sectional 25. There are 8 in their sectional. They line up like this. Hanover Central, their 8 wins, 0 losses. West Lafayette Red Devils, their 6 wins, 2 losses. Boone Grove, 6 wins, 2 losses. River Forest, 5 wins, 3 losses. Twin Lakes Indians, their 4-4. Rensselaer Central Bombers, their 4-4. Calumet, their 3-5. Griffith, they are 3-5. Rensselaer Central Bombers, their principal is Andrew Jones. The athletic director, he's most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful for Mr. Ken Hickman. And the athletic trainers on hand here tonight, Robin Cook and Ashley Webb. Rensselaer Central High School is located at 1106 East Grace Street, Rensselaer, Indiana, 47978. You can reach them by telephone at 219-866-5175. On the web, it's RensselaerCentral.com. They wear the colors red and black. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. They're in the West Division. Tonight's Hoosier Conference crossover game will determine 7th or 8th place in the Hoosier Conference. Rensselaer Central Bombers are 4-4 on the season, 1-3 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Chris Meeks. Chris Meeks, 190 wins, 104 losses. that says 65% win streak. I should say winning percentage. He's working in year number 25. That's pretty special. He did graduate from Rensselaer Central, 1984. He's a year older than me, Larry. That works out good. And he went to college right next door over here, St. Joseph's College. They did shut that down for a little bit, but they're back working, and they're asking for enrollment. And I feel like their baseball field has probably never shut down. It's beautiful. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for Rensselaer Central. The next Friday, it'll be a 17-in start on the 20th. It'll be Class 3A, Sectional 25, Round 1. Rensselaer Central will be at Griffith. So we're going to stand it up. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. It's going to be Member X.
Rendition, yeah, that was great.
Back home again in Indiana, Mr. Jim Neighbors.
That's a very stately voice, yeah.
Hey, we'll talk about Class 2A football rankings. That's through 8 games on the season. We have the top 15 right here in front of us. So that's through week number 8. It's the IHSAA, and number 1 is Linton Stockton. They're 7-1. They're in sectional 39, Larry. There are 4 teams out of sectional 39 in this top 15. The second one is Triton Central. They're 7-1. They're out of sectional 39. Third is Brownstown Central. They're 7-1. They're out of sectional 39. It's going to be a doozy. And then down to number 10, Indianapolis Cascina. They're 5-3. They're in sectional 39. In fourth this year, fourth this week, I should say, number 4 is LaVille. They're 7-1. They're the only team in sectional 33 in the rankings. In fifth place, let's say number 5 this week, is Fort Wayne Lures. They're 6-2. They're the only team this week in out of sectional 35. And we'll mention Alexandria. They're at number 6. Alexandria, the 7-1, Larry, they're having a good season. They're in sectional 36. At the Blue Devil sectional, we'll mention, they average per game 41.5 points offensively. They give up per game 10.75. They win each game with a margin of victory of 30.75. That's a pretty good margin. And then in seventh place, Eastbrook. They're 6-2. They're also in sectional 36. And in eighth place, it's Bluffton. Bluffton last year came to Tipton with a lot of juniors. And I'm sure Cole knew there were going to be a lot of seniors this year, and they sure do. Bluffton 6-2. They're in sectional 36. They give away per game. They average defensively. They give up 10.88. I do not have their offensive stat because it's not that impressive. But I do have their margin of victory per game is 22.63. That's Bluffton. And at number 9, Central Catholic, the Knights are 5-3. There are 2 in sectional 34. And at number, I should say, also in 34, is Rochester. They are the Zebras. They're 6-2. They average per game offensively 40.75. An average margin of victory is 30 points. And we'll also mention number 10, Indianapolis Cincinnati. They're 5-3. They're the only team in sectional 39. There are two teams tied at number 11. We'll talk about sectional 38. That's Heritage Christian. They're 5-3. Also in sectional 38, that's Lapel. They're at number 14 this week. They're 4-4. North Posey is tied with Heritage Christian at number 11. They're 7-1. They're the only team out of sectional 40 in the top 15 this week. And then we'll talk about Springs Valley. They're number 15. They're 7-1. They're the only team out of sectional 48. That's the 2A rankings. We'll talk about the 3A football rankings because we're here at a 3A school, Rensselaer Central. 521, not a lot of kids. They're probably the lower echelon right there. But anyway, so at number one, we'll talk about sectional 28. Sectional 28 happening next week. Indianapolis Chittard is 8-0, and there are five teams out of sectional 28. And I will mention that number two is Garen Catholic. They're also out of sectional 28. They're 6-2. At number three is Gibson Southern. I should say we'll drop down to number seven, Tippecanoe New Valley. They're 8-0. They defeated West Lafayette 35-13 a couple of weeks ago. And we'll mention at number eight this week, 8-0 Hamilton Heights. They're in sectional 28. And the last sectional 28 member is at number 15, Peru. Peru Tigers, they're 8-0. And then we'll drop down. We'll talk about sectional number 30. At number 3 is Gibson Southern. They're 6-2. The other team in sectional 30 is number 12 this week, Vincennes Lincoln. That's down south. Saw a baseball game there. They're 6-2. So we'll mention at number 6, Heritage Hills. 7-1, only team out of the sectional 32. Heavy chills. At number 9, it's Lawrenceburg. Lawrenceburg, 6-2. There are two teams out of their sectional at sectional 31. The other team is Batesville. They're at number 11. They're 7-1. And then we'll talk about number 10, that's West Lafayette. The Red Devils are 6-2. They fell to Harrison first game of the season, and they fell, like I said, a couple of weeks ago to Tippecanoe New Valley. And that was at West Lafayette. So they're out of sectional 25. Then we'll talk about sectional number 26, one team, 8-0. That number 13 this week is Knox. And then we'll talk about a couple of teams out of sectional 29. At number 5 this week is Tri-West. They're 7-1. The other team at number 14, 6-2. That's Danville. And Larry's going to talk about the sectionals coming up in the pairings.
All right, thanks, AJ. October 20th will be the first round of the sectionals in Class 2A, sectional 36. We have Blackford, 0-8, at Tipton, 1-9. Elwood, 1-9, at Eastern, 6-2. Eastbrook, 6-2, will be at Franklin, 3-5. And Bluffton, 6-2, versus Alexandria at 7-1. That ought to be a pretty good ball game there. Class 3A, Section 25, again, October 20th, first round. We'll find Twin Lakes visiting Boone Grove. Twin Lakes is 4-4, Boone Grove 6-2. Next game is Calumet, 3-5. We'll visit Hanover Central, 8-0. Next game, River Forest, 5-3. We'll travel to West Lafayette, 6-2. Rensselaer Central, Bombers here tonight, 4-4. We'll be at Griffith, 3-5 next week, week 10.
Okay, well, Larry, clock's rolling down. We can barely see it through the glass. But, tell you what, boys are on the sidelines. They're getting ready to probably do the coin toss. They may have already done that. The coaches may have done that, but we may see a simulation. And as you can tell right out there, the white-hatted official, that wind is just whipping right now. It's blowing off of his pants right there, black pants. He's calling the captains over. So they're getting ready to play some football, Larry. That that rain is falling. They're not great big drops, but there are millions of them.
It's just sheets and sheets of rain here, and it's been doing that for 2 or 3 hours now. So it's, you know, the field looks beautiful. They've done a great job keeping it up. Hopefully it doesn't get too tore up tonight. But like I said, there's rain and rain and more rain.
So they're getting the guys out there, probably captains, we think so. They're ready to play. So what, 4-4? 4-4 Bombers, 5-1-7. Looking for a good game here tonight.
Yeah, I tell you what, being as wet as it is, I'm sure footing is going to be an issue, and holding on to the football, the two big things you worry about, but, you know, they're both playing on the same field and the same conditions, so we'll see who can hold on to that ball better than the other.
So I see a towel on the front side of number 2, Beck Schroen. He's a freshman, and I tell you what, it's going to be a wet evening tonight. So they're getting ready for all the captains out, I believe. Say what? There they go. 4 captains from the Bombers. Blue Devil's going to send over 4. And I tell you what, there's a pretty good-sized young man there for the Bombers. That's number 77, Graham Drone, 6'3", 240. He's on the starting offensive line. He's a left guard. At the right tackle, it's Adam Aller. He's 6'2", 245. And they got one more starter on the offensive side of the ball. He's a senior. Where's number 5, Aaron Bartow? He'll be catching passes.
Yeah, it looks like he's also, I believe, playing some defensive back as well. So, trying to see who's out there for Tiffin Blue Devils. I'm sure Calvin Condit is one of those. It looks like, as well as 76, Joel Brandon. And it's going to be tough sledding here from the press box, trying to see through the glass with sheets of rain on it, but I don't see who the other one is out there right at the moment.
So they're getting ready to coin toss. They're going to let us know right now. Let's see some ACDC. So the Blue Devils called the toss, didn't get it right. They defer, and looks like the Bomber's going to receive. And they'll go from our right to our left. Can you help me here, Larry? Are we north, south, or north? Where are you at?
Well, I really don't know. There's been so much cloud and still the rain, I haven't seen the sunshine for a long time. I'm not sure.
I think we're north and south, and I think the Bomber's going to return from the south to the north, away from the scoreboard. And we'll go with that. And the Blue Devils are going to kick from the north to the south. And it is a wet, wet night, and that is an understatement. I remember probably about 10 years ago, we were helping the Huskies then. Huskies had 6 rain games out of the first 8.
Well, that thing, like I said, we have seen great weather conditions so far this year on Friday nights, at least there in central Indiana, and I haven't seen the rain like this all year long. It's unbelievable.
Okay, well, those farmers would have liked to have this about a month ago. But, so the Huskies, the Blue Devils are going to kick off. It's going to be Dakota Ferg. He's going to try to get some footing there. Watch him kick one through the uprights before they went into the locker room during pregame. He put it way to the track. And then they're going to boot the ball away. 12 minutes on the game clock. It'll be difficult to see the scoreboard. It's magenta. We're looking through a rain-soaked window. Ball falls off the tee, gets blown off. So Dakota Ferg can try it one more time. If that ball falls off one more time, somebody's going to have to hold it. That's the rule. So he'll try to boot this one away before it falls off. Hopefully it won't fall off while he's trying to kick it. Here's him, the approach. There's a boot end under end. Pretty good elevation. Going to be taken at the 19-yard line by the Bombers. He's going to work it up the left sideline. That's the Bombers' sideline. They're going to call him down just across the 30, near the 32-yard line.
Looks like Landon Spidell and Zach Ridgway on the tackle there for the Blue Devils.
So the Bombers are going to put it in play at the left hash. They're going to spot it there near the 31-yard line. That ball spotter, he's going to try to keep that ball as dry as he can. That's pretty much a difficult task, but he'll do what he can. So the center is over the ball. Getting soaked right now. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Take that back, everyone under center. Under center, the quarterback is sophomore Cohen Westfall. Whereas number 15, he's 6 foot, 185. I think that pass, he wasn't a shotgun. They'll hand off left to right. They get a positive gain out near the 34.5-yard line, and they're going to move the football. It's going to become second down and about six.
That was William Wolford from his nose tackle position, and Peyton Tregesser, linebacker, teaming up for the tackle for the Blue Devils.
So they'll go straight up to the line of scrimmage. A bit of a tempo offense. It looks like the Dallas Cowboys looks pretty clean. Hand off up the middle. It'll be a first down and more. Going to get out to the 45-yard line. That's number 22, Diego Hernandez-Reyes. So he gets a first down. He's a junior class member.
I believe that was Parker Capshaw, or not Parker. That's his younger brother, Dallas Capshaw, coming up from the safety position to make the stop.
First and 10, shotgun. And hand off up the middle. Be a positive game to pick up about 2.5, maybe 3. I will mention his quarterback, Cohen Westfall, is a southpaw. Southpaw left-handed quarterback.
It looks like they've moved Landon Spidell up to the outside linebacker position. That was Cole Hussey. Well, Chase Hussey's now inside. Cole Hussey's out for the game.
So shotgun. Going to hand off once again, take him in the backfield. He gets it in across the 50, inside the 50, down near the 47-yard line at Tipton. So they're just going to run the ball, Larry. I tell you what, they're working it methodically.
They are. That was looks like Chase Hussey from middle linebacker position made that tackle.
So to the line of scrimmage, you'll check their wristband. Third down, one for the Bombers. Ball's in the middle of the field, 47-yard line at Tipton. Hand off left to right. Going to stop him behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose maybe one, maybe two. It's going to be fourth and three.
Like Aiden Blair, number 64 from his defensive end position. They got some good blocking there, but he found a little crease and got through the ball carry.
First big play of the game. Blue Devils are trying to get the ball back. It's fourth and three. Going to line up in a shotgun, single man in the backfield. Believed to be Diego Hernandez-Reyes. Flag in the backfield, thrown by the umpire. He's loose. He's going to be inside the 30, inside the 20, inside the 15, 10, 5, and go in the end zone. But a flag thrown back behind the offensive backfield, and the white umpire says it's going to be illegal procedure, an illegal shift.
Yeah, you know, when it's thrown that deep, it's usually something like that or a hold. So you knew it was going to be against the Bombers. You just didn't know what it was going to be and how bad.
So Reyes went in from 49 yards out. But it's going to nullify a good play. So illegal shift, that illegal shift didn't have nothing to do with that touchdown.
Not at all. They blocked it well. And like I said, he cut up in the inside and then busted it outside. And once he got outside, he was gone.
So they back it up into Bomber territory at the 46. Fourth down, eight for the Bombers. They'll line up in punt formation. They got three blockers out in front. Snaps good. Boots good. Going to get some good elevation. It's going to bounce. They're going to let it bounce. And a backwards bounce. Going to go out of bounds. Tipton territory at about the 28-yard line. Blue Devils will have the football first and 10.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to try to do the same thing the Bombers were. Run that ball between the tackles and try to, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, or in this case, a fish tail of water. I don't know what you'd want to call it.
You can see the steps that they've already started to make out on the field. That field was plush.
Yeah, it's beautiful now, but I'm sure it's not going to look beautiful in the morning.
So, nice grass field here at Rensselaer High School. What a quality field. It's all good grass chlorophyll. So the Blue Devils are going to line up to the line of scrimmage. Four in the backfield. Going to run a wildcat right there, direct snap. Calvin County will go left side. They're going to shoot the gap, and they're going to get him behind the line of scrimmage. So good play there by the Bombers. It's going to be a loss on the play of about four.
It's like that Diego Hernandez-Reyes on the tackle there. So nice. Four-man front, almost five linebackers, it looks like.
So second down, they're calling it 15 on the board. So Blue Devils break huddle to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 23. Game clock is around 9:02, and I'm squinting to see the game clock. The direct snap again, Calvin Conner, he'll go right side, two hole, He'll get what he can. He'll get back near the, I should say, out to the 25. It's going to be 3rd-and-2 for the Blue Devils.
Well, I'm not sure who that was. I think it was, I'm not going to guess. I couldn't really see his number. Yeah, one of the defensive linemen got him.
So Blue Devils 3rd-down, 12 on the board, might be closer to 13. Might see a pass play here, we'll see. But Blue Devils through the line of scrimmage. 4 in the backfield. They go with Calvin Conant, direct snap. Call McKees. Long Cades, take the snap, go inside out. Get to Chase Hussey. Hussey's loaded. He's going to get a first down. Not quite. He's going to be about a 3 yard shy. He had a motor run and went left side and went 7-hole and got cut down right there at about the 35-yard line. It's going to be 4th-and-2.
It looked like that was 85. Landon Mush on the stop.
So they're going to back up in front formation themselves. Bama's going to send 2 back. 2 deep in to return. Landon Spidell going to take the snap, put his boot into it. 4th-and-2, play clock at 15. Splitting wide out, wide right side is Dallas Capshaw, one of the gunners. Snap's good, boot's good. Pretty good knuckleball, going to bounce a couple times, going to pick it up at the 25. Bottom of territory, he'll dive it forward, he'll pick up 10. On the return, and they'll work it out through the middle of the field, and Bombers will have it 1st-and-10 at their own 35-yard line.
Like Grayson Witherow, number 57 on the tackle for the Blue Devils.
So clock stops for change of possession, 7-11. 7-11 on the game clock. 1st-and-10, Bombers. Ball's in the middle of the field, the Bombers' 35-yard line. Going to line up in a shotgun. Again, quarterback, Cohen Westfall was number 15. Single man in the backfield. They'll go left to right. He'll get out to the 40. Going to pick up a quick 5 yards. And again, that was Hernandez Reyes, the junior running back. Where's number 22?
Yeah, Peyton Tregesser there for the Blue Devils, number 30 from his inside linebacker position.
So just across the 40, going to be 2nd-and-4. And it looks like the Dallas Cowboys, that offensive line, looks pretty clean. They'll hand it off. They go left to right. They get across the 40 to about the 41-yard line. Again, it's Hernandez Reyes.
Yeah, that looks like William Wolford and Aiden Blair on the stop for the Tipton Blue Devils.
3rd-and-4. So another big play right here. They're just swapping possessions at the moment. They got to remember Hernandez Reyes with 49 yards, and it got called back for an illegal motion. So that direct snap, quarterback ball's on the floor, on the ground. First time ball hits the floor, the ground, and the Blue Devils come up with it at the Bombers' 36-yard line.
I think that was number 76. Joel Brandon popped on that ball.
Yes.
So 1st-and-10, Blue Devils get a break here in the first quarter. Clock moving, I believe it's 6:05, change of possession. And Blue Devils going to huddle up. 1st-and-10, ball's at the 36-yard line of Bristol near Central. Blue Devils going from the north to the south. They're going to line up with slot. Should say twins, right side, tight end, left, coming in the backfield. Now Capshaw taking the shotgun snap, hands off to Calvin Condit. Condit sheds off a couple of would-be tacklers. He gets down inside the 35 near the 31-yard line.
That looked like, I believe, number 72, nose guard, and who was the other one? Caden Shanley from his safety position, number 3.
So, Blue Devils pick up 6 on the Calvin Condit run. They're going to send twins out left side, split way out left. Tight end right is Zach Ridgway. Tight end left. They're going to line up shotgun. Hand off to Condit. They go left side. He'll go 5-hole. They get white 10. He'll get to the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up a 3rd-down and about 4.
I believe that was number 40. Logan Metzger on the tackle there for the Bombers. And number 60, that's Dixon.
So Blue Devils have it third and four. Ball's at the 30-yard line, rents on their central territory. 20 seconds on the play clock. They're to the line of scrimmage. And split out wide left. Wide left, up on the line, it's going to be a catch up. It's going to be a direct snap. This Wildcat snap to Condit. He gets two blocking backs out in front of him. He'll dive, get what he can. He won't get much. He might get one. It's going to be forced in a long two.
That was Diego Hernandez-Reyes on a pull-out blitz. Got right in there, and looks like a Blue Devil may be down on the turf.
They switched it back to first down. The Blue Devils might have lost the ball right there, and they did. So they fumbled the ball back to the Bombers. And tell you what, we're going to see a lot of this happening tonight, but we'll hope that the Blue Devil is going to be just fine.
Yeah, we're hoping that, that feels nice and soft for them tonight, obviously, with all the rain. But there's some hitting going on out there, and it's going to be hard to, keep a hold of the football tonight.
I did walk out on the field. It's soft as soft can be. I said, well, if you had a choice from choice or this field on a dry day, it'd be this field.
I believe so. It's beautiful. Whoever is doing the ground crew here is doing an amazing job, that's for sure.
So they're checking on the Blue Devil player. He's going to bring him up to a seated position. So 4:23 left here in the first quarter. No score. Both teams have coughed up the football once each here in the first quarter. And a lot of folks knew that was going to happen. You look down there, Larry, the cheerleaders for the Bombers, they got plastic over them.
Yeah, it looks like they're wearing their see-through plastic trash bags out there tonight.
So they're still talking to him. They're going to bring him up to his seat. You're going to get a hand clap from the Blue Devil faithful. It's going to be a leg infraction. And see if you can tell there, Larry. Don't want to say anything wrong if we mention a number. And Bombers in a break huddle. He's not off the field yet. They can't start play. So they're walking him to the sideline. Blue Devil. Ball player. 4:23 left. Now the umpire is going to blow the whistle for the 25-second clock. Game clock will start on the snap after a change of possession. So they'll line up in a shotgun once again. That's Cohen Westfall, number 15, for the Bombers. Single man in the backfield is Reyes. He's going to hand off left to right. Reyes is going to get caught in the backfield. Going to be a pretty substantial loss. Good tackle there by the Blue Devils. And they're going to catch him back about 6, maybe 7 yards deep in the backfield.
I think that was Slade Springer coming up from either safety or cornerback position.
They say it's a loss of 6, public address. Public address, that's radio. He's done radio, I understand, for more than 40 years. Got a good voice. So it's second down, 16. He'll take the handoff up the cut, across the 30. Reyes, the ball carrier, he'll take it to the 31-yard line. He'll get back between the sticks.
Yeah, I raised the window here to see that was Dallas Capshaw, but it's raining in here so hard we're going to have to look through the window here.
So third down, 8. Pretty good-sized play here for the Bombers. Clock moving, 3:20 left here in the first quarter. No score. Third down, 8. High snap taken by Cohen. Cohen's going to dive it forward. Cohen might have wanted to hand that ball off on the jet sweep, but the high snap prevented that, and the Bombers going to have to boot the ball out of there.
That was Peyton Tregesser again. Tregesser coming in from middle linebacker position and making that stop. He's playing a pretty good football game tonight.
So fourth down, they trade footballs in there. They're going to kick a drier football. I'm sure that's probably a good idea. Fourth down, 7. Deep, about 14 yards deep, is the punter. He's going to boot it out of there. going to land at the 45 of Tiffin, going to roll to a complete stop. He sets down right there by the Bombers at the 36 of Tiffin. Blue Devils 64 yards away.
Yeah, I'll tell you, nothing's easy tonight. I saw the punter there. His plant foot kind of slipped on him and didn't get the best punt off. And doesn't matter what position you're playing tonight, it's a chore.
For sure. 36-yard line ball just inside the right edge. First and 10, Blue Devils. Got the ball boy down there. He's got a big pallet towel as tall as he is, but he's doing a good job.
That's the beach towel version, not the bath towel.
So he's going to dry the football off. And he's got a pretty tough job tonight. It takes a lot of good drying to please a quarterback. So 2:28 left. Ball snap. Dallas Capshaw hands off. Right to left. Springer. Springer in on the ball carrying. Yeah, he's a good ball player.
Yeah, he is. He's a fast guy. And I think that was Landon Lush again from his cornerback position coming up on that.
Springer's just a sophomore. The game misses 5'7", 140. That guy can move. So picks up one on the carry at second down 9. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 25. Started at 40. In the shotgun right there is Al Dallas Capshaw. He's going to hand off right up the gut. Believes it'd be Condon. No, Springer. Springer made another carry just before the 40-yard line. And he's going to pick up 3 more.
I don't want to speculate, but I saw there was a 7 number on the guy going off. And I think that's Calvin. The linebacker came in about 6 inches high. And he probably banged up a little bit on that.
So 3rd and 6, we may see a pass. We'll see. That ball is wet. And I'm going to line up in a shotgun. 2 in the backfield. Chase Hussey. Snap comes in. Pretty quick snap. Might have not been ready for it. He's going to get caught in the backfield. You're going to lose 3. You're going to take him back to about a 4th and 10. I think that ball was snapped quickly, and Capshaw wasn't ready.
Yeah, he did a good job just to hang on to that ball, but it's going to be a 4th down again and another exchange of the ball.
So Obama's going to send 2 back, 2 deep receivers. Layman Spidell is going to get the snap. Going to try to boot it out there. About 14 yards deep, Spidell. Looking for a good snap. Hussey, Cole Hussey, was the long snapper. We're going to get another personnel in here. You're going to get one late entry there, tight end, right side. That was 28. In terms of snap, in terms of boot. Going to go right side off the side of his foot. Going to get a little bit. Going to go straight out of bounds. Pretty much diagonal. And they're going to be spotted there near the 43 of Rensselaer Central.
Yeah, I tell you, it's I just can't say how bad this rain is. It's making everything difficult.
It's bad for us. It's bad for them. But it's probably more bad for us.
Yeah, it's trying hard to see through these sheets of rain on the windows here. The Blue Devils I'm pretty good at because I know where the guys play. But Bombers, I'm listening for the announcer here to see if he can help me out.
He is a good spotter. Like I said, he does radio. Has done that for 40 years. He's a pretty good guy. So line up in under center this time. Cohen, you give on to the fullback, fake to the tailback. The Blue Devil is going to stop him there at the 45-yard line. A gain of a couple. It'd be second and 8.
Looks like the 2 middle linebackers, Chase Hussey and Peyton Tregesser on the stop there, but there was a host of Blue Devils.
So the first quarter has emptied out. No score. Larry, I tell you what, I've not seen an overtime game in a long time.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for anybody to score here, unless you break one loose, because I can't see either one of the teams being able to sustain a long, long drive on this field with these conditions.
We're going to read right now. We'll talk about Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune, for comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports, subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media, and the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.tiptoncountytribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format when it comes to county sports coverage. A subscription to the printed weekly edition published on Wednesdays also allows access to the website, or one can get an online subscription only at your choice. Weekly matchups of Friday night's football games, however, will only appear online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. For updates on games, follow Michelle Garmin on Twitter. That's at @Michelle_Garmin. Hand off up the middle. You get a pickup of a couple. Reyes, the ball carrier, to take it to the 47 of Rensselaer Central.
And that was William Wolford there at the nose guard position. And I did see over on the sideline that it is Calvin Condit. But good news is he's up and walking around. So we're hoping he's doing just fine.
Again, we'll mention that once again. You can get Michelle Garmin on Twitter. It's at the @ symbol, Michelle, 2 L's_Garmin. And you can also check out the Tipton County Tribune Facebook page, and you can get coverage of this ball game tomorrow. That's on Saturday. Go to the website. So they're going to throw a flag at Blue Devils. I'm not sure what the play is going to be, but I think a couple of guys were moving. The ball wasn't snapped yet. It's going to be a whistle against the Blue Devils. The 5-yard mark off, not quite a first down.
Yeah, it looks like that might have been Zach Ridgway, possibly, on the defensive on the jump there. I'm not sure. They're getting a little muddy now, AJ.
Yes, they are. Ball moves into Blue Devil territory at the 49. It's 3rd and 1 after the penalty. There's two guys moving there in the backfield. I didn't see a flag there. Should have been an illegal shift. Did you see a couple moving? The tailback?
Looked like it to me, but I think that was number 64, Aiden Blair, on the stop there.
So it's going to be a loss. It's going to be a fourth and a long two. Ball spotted at the middle of the field. And then Cohen going to go out with the play, and they're going to huddle up. 27 seconds on the play clock. Game clock is at 10:12. We're in the second quarter, no score. A big play right here for both sides. Ball's at midfield, 50-yard line, fourth and a long two. Shotgun snap taken by Cohen. Low snap, and picked up. It's going to be a first down. Inside the 50, inside the 40, he might go the distance. That's going to be 22. Hernandez Reyes, and Reyes puts another one in the end zone, and this one will count from 50 yards out.
That was a nice run. He had somebody around his ankles. They shook that blocker and cut it back into the inside of the field and took it to the house.
That snap was on the ground. It rolled back to Cohen Westfall. It was actually picked up off the ground by Hernandez Reyes, and he went the distance.
Heads up play by him. That turned a bad one into a really good one.
So, 9:45, clock is stopped for the point after touchdown. They're evidently going to go for two here, Larry. They've asked them to spot it at the right hash at the 3-yard line. We believe so. So, Molly's going to go for two. The lineup in a shotgun. That's Cohen Westfall, sophomore quarterback. He's lefty. Hands off left to right, up the gut, might have been stopped. Going to stop him short of the goal line. It's going to be no good.
Yeah, that's probably a wise decision tonight, though, with having to have a long snap, a hold, and a kick to all go well in this weather. Probably odds are against that, so they went for two and just came up a little short.
So, we'll also mention, and the Hamilton County Reporter, it's a very interesting publication. I get that on my email 6 days a week. It doesn't show up on Tuesdays. They take the day off. And we'll mention, get the Hamilton County Reporter. You can subscribe. All you need to do is go to your computer and go subscribe at readthereporter.com. That's subscribe at readthereporter.com. Or if you want to pay with your card, it's just $36 a year. If you're out of county, $72. That's a bargain. You can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. You can reach him at 765-585-9600. 9519 to set your phone. Again, that's Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519, the Hamilton County Reporter. So they're getting ready to boot the ball away. Bombers on the scoreboard first. So they'll kick off right here with 9:45 left in the second quarter. And we're going to see number 17, Tyler Sigmund. He's a senior. He's a kicker and a punter, 6 foot. He's going to approach. He gets the whistle. Here comes the boot. And Duran, low elevation. He's going to be caught on the fly. The 24 yards on it. Blue Devils back up the middle. Going to get a good run back right there. He stopped right there near the 44-yard line. Pretty good return.
It looks like Chase Hussey took that one on the midline there and brought it right up the middle like you're supposed to.
So at the 44-yard line, Blue Devil territory, they'll put the ball in play. 6-0 on the scoreboard. Bombers score first. Bombers went for two. Didn't get it with a dive play. Blue Devils stopped him near the one. So Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Ball's in the middle of the field. 44-yard line. Shotgun. He's deep shotgun, about 6 yards deep. They're going to blow the whistle. They're going to stop play. Timeout, Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to call a timeout during the second quarter. Saw something they wanted to talk about. They get 3 timeouts per half, and they got 2 left. Might as well go with 1.
Yeah, well, it looks like the rain has subsided just a tad, so we can open the window and see what's going on and read numbers here. So, again, it'll be first down right at the 45, it looks like, for the Blue Devils. They're talking it over on the sidelines, trying to figure out what's going to work for them. As is the Bombers on this side of the field.
So they're talking over right now while they're talking over omission. Both teams here tonight, 41 on each roster. 41, they're pretty even. Richland Central has 5 seniors. The Blue Devils have 8. Richland Central has 9 juniors. The Blue Devils have 10. Richland Central has 15 sophomores. The Blue Devils have 12. And Richland Central has 12 freshmen. Tipton has 11. Tell you what, Larry. That's a pretty good group of guys. And you look across the way there, they're pretty big men.
Yeah, there are some. Like I said, they've got some. Prince Lear has some guys up there in, 250, 260 range. And that's, they probably enjoy this type of game.
Probably so. They don't have to handle the football much. So they're going to, Blue Devils going to line up. Shotgun. About 6 yards deep. Single man in the backfield. Is that Condit back or is that Chase?
Chase
Hussey. Line up left side behind the tackle. They go left to right to get the handoff. They get across the line of scrimmage. Just across the 45 to, they'll spot him at the 45 and he's second and 10.
That looks like Caden Doyle. Defensive end, 87 on the tackle there.
So, Dallas Capshaw getting the play from the sideline, jogging into the huddle. They'll call the play. Play clock is at 28, started at 40 seconds. 9:02, clock moving, second quarter. Green Devils line up trips to the left. Single man in the backfield is Hussey. Calling the cadence. Dallas Capshaw dealing the hand off. Hussey. Chase Hussey going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. It's going to bring up a third down 10.
Yeah, another good play by 87. Caden Doyle on the stop.
Blue Devils. You call the play in the huddle. Play clock started at 40. Plenty of time. Game clock. 8:26 and counting. Going to line up again. Trips to the left. The lineup tight end right. Calling the cadence. Sal Capshaw. Capshaw calling a long cadence. Going to drop the throw. First pass of the ball game. He's going to roll left. He's going to tuck it away. He's going to run it. He's going to slide down. Not going to take a hit. He'll slide down about the 46. He'll pick up 1. that they're going to have to punt it out of there on fourth, and I saw a gain of two. If you miss a gain of one, they got a spot of dipping over there, fourth and nine.
Yeah, again, 87 was in hot pursuit. He's having a nice ball game. That's Caden Doyle.
So ball spotted at the 46 of Tipton. Landon Spidell back to punt. One deep back now. It's going to be a low kick off the back of someone. Just going to get a little bit across the 50-yard line. It's going to be downed right there by Blue Devil, number 21. Blue 21, that's Tyler Carver. And they're going to talk about this. They're going to see if it was illegal touching, maybe. I don't know how it could have been. But the ball is going to be spotted down near the 49 of the Bombers. They're talking this over. That was a low kick. Might have been blocked. It was definitely deflected. But they're going to try to figure out who that was touched by.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so low, it could have hit anybody out there, including the referee. But, if it hit a Bomber first, then it'd be Blue Devil football. But we'll see.
That ball probably never got over 6 feet off the ground at the most. It was a line drive rocket rope off the foot of Landon Spidell. So they're talking it over. They don't have video. And they're talking it over. It's probably taking a little time to make this decision. And Coach Meeks is out there a little bit on the surface. Going to call personal foul, running into the, roughing the kicker. Going to call roughing the kicker. That's different than running into.
Yeah, that was definitely full force there. But I thought he got the ball off before that happened, and then he just got crushed by a couple guys. So, Luke.
So they'll bring it out, put it in the Bombers territory. At the Bombers 39, that's a big break in the ball game for Tipton. I tell you what, they took a long time to figure that out. I don't know if it's quite right, but that's what they're going with. Shotgun quarterback Dallas Shashaw. We're going to see entering the ball game. Now called by the Bombers. Bombers spend a timeout when it looks like the Blue Devils might have needed one.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not complaining right now because they're going to have a chance to talk it over on their sidelines as well. But one of the coaches, I'm assuming the defensive coach, was not very pleased with the Bombers there, so they took the timeout.
Yeah, well, Larry, when we drove up on top of the press box, there gets a big sign up there. It says 2014 state champs, class 2A. That was the Bombers here. That was Coach Meeks. Coach Meeks in his 25th year, he went 15-0 that year. That's called running the table.
Absolutely, yeah. You can't do any better than that.
So while I was up here for one of those games, it was a semi-state, and that was Central Catholic going against Rensselaer Bombers. It was the coldest football game I've ever attended.
That's what you said earlier, yeah. It's, we've had great weather, like I said. Can't complain at all. Tonight looks like the rain has subsided at least a little bit for a little while, so we'll see what happens.
So, they're going to play ball again. First down, 10. Ball just inside the 40-yard line, Bomber territory. Spotted near the 39. Dallas Capshaw in the backfield, calling the cadence. Single man in the backfield, I believe it would be Chase Hussey. Snap comes in. He might have touched, they didn't call him down. They are going to call him down. Dallas Capshaw took a low snap and touched that one leg at knee on the surface.
Good thing he did because that ball was skidding the ground and could have been even worse than what happened.
So he's going to lose five on the play from the shotgun, and it's going to be another timeout called here by the Blue Devils. Going to stop the clock. 7:01, I do believe. And maybe they did not call the timeout.
I'm not sure what's going on right now because both teams are still on the field. Nobody's going over to the sideline, so maybe it was an official timeout. Who knows?
So they'll roll the clock. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line, Bomber territory. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. So he's a four-man front, the Bombers. Shotgun quarterback Dallas Capshaw. Cole McCabe takes a snap. He'll hand off. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll do what he can. He'll fall forward. It'll be back at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It's going to be third and 15.
Yeah, he got off two or three tacklers, but then Hernandez Reyes and Caden Doyle again on the tackle.
The ball spotted just inside the left hash. You can see some foot marks out there now. You can see where they played most of the game. But I'm going to tell you what, inside the 20, inside the 30, it's pretty fresh. That grass is pretty plush. And we'll see if they can work the red zones here in the second half. So 6:04, clock moving. Third down, 15 for the Blue Devils. Balls it to 44 of Rensselaer Central. Dropping the throw, going to roll right. You're going to be caught in the backfield. Couldn't get the pass away. Looked like his deep route right there outweighing his arm in a hurry. I said, well, when you got trouble brewing, the receiver has got to make a beeline straight back to the quarterback.
That was number 32, Carter Ogden, Ogborn on the tackle.
So sophomore athlete, Ogborn. And they're going to back up to punt once again. Calls for the snap. Snap's good. Lena Spidell. Punt is good. Going to go deep man. Left side. He'll pick it up at 22. To get out across the 30. About a 10-yard return. Going to call it about a 9-yard return for the Bombers.
That was Chase Hussey and Zach Ridgway. Two fellow sophomores on the tackle for the Blue Devils.
So just across the 30. Ball spotted. 31-yard line. So play given to Cohen by Coach Meeks. He's in the huddle. 25-second clock has not begun. It will now. Game clock is at 5:09. Clock will start on the snap. Working from the left hash. Bombers. Tight bunch. Four in the backfield. Seven-man line. Going to hand off left to right. Going to fake it. First pass of the game from the Bombers. He's going to flush out of there. He's going to run it. He's going to have a first down and more. He'll move it into Blue Devil territory at the Blue Devil 49-yard line. Cohen Westfall pulls down the pass opportunity and picks up a big gain.
It was Landon Spidell on the tackle. And, boy, there's a lot of muddy bodies out there now.
So they're going to trade football to the official to tie his shoe. He is entitled, for sure. He's the linebacker official. So first and 10 at the 49 of Tipton for the Bombers. Shotgun. Cohen, going to hand off left to right. Going to work it inside the 45. Reyes, again, the ball carrier. He'll take it to the 42 of Tipton.
Chase Hussey and Slade Springer now on the tackle for the Blue Devils.
So spotted right there near the 43-yard line. Second down. They're calling it four on the board. So they'll line up in a shotgun once again. The handoff again, left to right. Single man in the backfield. Going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage. Good tackle right there on the junior quarterback, Hernandez Reyes.
It looked like Joe Clouser in now at cornerback made the stop.
So they'll spot it again, 43-yard line. Third down, four this time. To the line of scrimmage at the right hash. Bombers in the lineup, shotgun. Cohen Westfall, sophomore quarterback. Going to hand off left to right. He go up again. Try the two-hole. Set off a would-be tackler. Get to the 40. Reyes, again, the ball carrier. It's going to be fourth and two.
Well, that's with some hard running there by Diego and I believe that was Joel Brandon, number 76 on the tackle.
So fourth and two, the ball's nosed up to the 40-yard line of Tipton from the right hash. Shotgun quarterback, Cohen Westfall. Single man in the backfield, Hernandez Reyes. Going to be a timeout called by coach Chris Meeks. Chris Meeks going to talk this over. It's fourth and two.
Well, I tell you, that offensive line, they're no splits at all. It looks like they're foot-to-foot and just packing in and double tight ends, and they know what the weather is and what the field conditions are. They're just going to drive it down the field as best they can, just a tight formation.
What you look here on their on the schedule right here for the Bombers. Bombers play North Newton. They play them every year that Coach Meeks has coached 25 years, and North Newton has yet to win.
Wow. Yeah, usually, you can see that with a rivalry where that's pretty even, but I'm not sure if I was the other ball club was I wanted to take that game every year.
And you look back here at Tipton, Blue Devils, and then Coach Meeks, 65% winning percentage. Coach Cole, right there at 63.
Yeah, two guys have been there a long time, and obviously doing something right with those kind of records.
And they're both homegrown. They're still coaching for their home team, Blue Devils and the Bombers. They're going to line up just outside the 40. Fourth and a long two. Shotgun. Call the cadence. Two guys moving, one guy moving forward, and it's going to become fourth and seven.
Yeah, a couple guys looked to think it was going to be snapped a little earlier than it was.
So illegal procedure, they mark it back 5 yards, and Coach Meeks sends out his punting unit. We believe that he's sending it out. You never know. But so they're going to back up in punt formation. Again, it's going to be number 17, Tyler Sigmund. He's a senior. You get to back up about 12 yards. You got three blocking passes in front of him. Snaps good. Boots good. Going to bounce a couple of times. Going to go out of bounds inside the 10. That's a nice punt from Sigmund. They're spotting about the 6-yard line.
And the rain start again.
So it is coming down once again. Sheets of rain. It is tough night to play football. They wouldn't be playing baseball tonight. Say what you, the Phillies. Phillies are rocking. They're working their way trying to get to the MLB final. As they back the ball up, and the Blue Devils are going to have it first and 10 at their own 6-yard line. In the lineup is shotgun. Two backs in the backfield. Call him a cadence. Now it's Capshaw. Get a run himself and run a right side. Try to break contain. He may do so. Dallas Capshaw is going to pick up maybe a couple of yards on the carry, but that's better than nothing.
It looks like number 3, Jason Shanley on the tackle for the Bombers.
So, second down, they give him a gain of 1. So, it's second down 9. Ball's at the 7-yard line. Blue Devils trying to get it out of no man's land. It's a bad place to be right there. So shotgun. Gonna hand off, back, and be caught behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be a loss of about 1, maybe 2.
Number 40, Logan Metzger on the tackle for the Bombers.
So they back it up. So it's gonna be 3rd down and 13 for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils need some space here because Landon Spidell is going to be back near the end line. Back there, back of the end zone. So sometimes you kind of give up 2 points to keep the other team from getting a good field position for a touchdown. I've seen that done with middle school last time I saw it. Dan Smith called that play. Shotgun snap. Going to try to run it out of there. Going to get positive yardage. Good run there by Dallas Capshaw. He found an opening. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was 40, Logan Metzger again on the tackle.
And now Blue Devils, they're going to talk this over. 6-0 contest. 1:28 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils are going to face a 4th and 10 from their own 7. So Dallas Capshaw is going to be standing about 8 yards deep to punt it.
Yeah, this is a dangerous time here for the Blue Devils, that's for sure.
So they'll work it from there. I say what? Not a lot of fans on hand here tonight. I don't think their gate is going to net a lot of money.
No, they're probably going to have a lot of leftover food in their concession stand, too.
So I know maybe some people are listening to Put Me in Sports. We hope so. We hope so that they'll tune in for basketball games. Put me in sports, signed up, going to do every game for the Blue Devils varsity. So Blue Devils jogging out to the surface. They're going to punt the ball out of there. We know that. We just hope they can get some good space. Good space to kick the ball out of there. Last meeting between these two schools, 2019, was on October the 18th. Bristol North Central got the win 24-7. There's the whistle. They're going to work it from there. They're going to line up. Is he under center? I believe he is. Capshaw, they're trying to get him off sides. They can't call timeouts back to back. So, timeout they did. They allowed them back to back timeouts. I'm not sure about them. I thought that rule was put into place.
Yeah, I'm not aware of what that was. Maybe the Bombers took the first one. I'm not sure.
So they're going to talk it over once again. They did go on the center. They tried to get the Bombers to go off sides. 1:28 on the game clock. And then they're playing a little Joan Jett and then the Blackhearts. So a Joan Jett, she could rock it in her day. And then they won, Larry. This game is not what we expected.
Yeah, it's, low scoring defensive battle. Run the football, and run the football some more.
So we look back, Class 3A. Rensselaer Central next week will be at Griffith High School. And then next week it'll be West Lafayette hosting River Forest. Hanover Central will host Calumet and Boone Grove. I don't know if you've heard of Boone Grove.
Not, I've heard of Walnut Grove, but not.
Central Catholic Knights, must have been about 4 or 5 years ago, played Boone Grove in the semi-state. Boone Grove, good baseball team, beat Central Catholic. Boone Grove went to the final game at Victory Field, had a 7-0 lead in the bottom of the seventh, and only won 7-5.
Wow. Well, that's almost got away from them there.
That was a wiggle worm. So, and then Boone Grove is going to be hosting Twin Lakes. So both teams at the line of scrimmage. Lakers by them is about 7 yards deep in the end zone. Looking for a good snap. Throw an upside down pass. We have some movement. Movement there, and we'll see. And they're going to walk this off. Blue Devils half the distance. Illegal procedure once again. So he'll step back probably about 9 yards deep.
Yeah, that's going to make it tough to get a kickoff only that far deep.
With a minute 28 seconds left, it is going to be a short porch. We know that. Snap on the ground. Couldn't get it out of there. He's going to try to punt it. It's going to be a safety. Fumble on the play is a safety. Ball goes out of the back of the end zone. As a little snap, it was on the ground, hard to handle. Not a lot you could do about that. But to come out of there with a safety and not give up a touchdown, that's a plus.
Yeah, you hate to say, giving up two is a good thing, but in that case, giving up two is a good thing.
So that basically means their two-point conversion is now good.
You can look at it that way, I guess.
So 8-0 contest. Blue Devils are going to get the kick off or punt. I believe they'll kick off from their own 20-yard line. So a minute and 26 seconds left. Only 2 seconds off the clock for all that?
I guess so. Somebody's got a quick finger or a slow finger. I don't know which one.
So, safety dance. They're playing a safety dance right here. Men Without Hats. I tell you what, that was a good song back in the day, and I think it still is now.
Well, they obviously, found a good use for that song here after that safety, so they probably keep that one in their back pocket.
Yeah, first safety I've seen in high school. I don't know when I've seen another one.
Well, middle school we got one this year, and forget who that was against, but yeah, we came up with a safety one time this year.
That'll work pretty good. So they're going to kick the ball off, Dakota Ferg, from the Blue Devil 20-yard line. So he's going to have a good kickoff. We know that. Got a 60-yard kick. Let's look for a 55-yarder. They'll be kicking it not quite to the 25 where their deep man is. But here, the ball fell off the tee again. Windy night here at Grisolier Central. Benton Central tonight hosting Bowman Academy. We're talking about Bowman Academy. I'll mention something about them in just a moment. So line drive kick is going to be taken, picked up at the 49, falls on it. So Richmond and Central will have it about 50 yards away. But talking about Bowman Academy, Mike Crawford, he's been out of college now. He's got a good job, and his job's good. But back his junior and senior year, they went to the semi-state, the Blue Devils. Mike Crawford, his junior year, got 40 against Bowman, and the next year got 40 more. But the Blue Devils came up empty both times.
Oh, wow, that's I know Mike was an all-star, Indian all-star, and still got his jersey there in Tipton High School.
Rightfully so. So we're going to line up tight bunch. Shot down there. Halfback pass, he's going to pull it back down. You're going to get inside the 50, inside the 40, inside the 35, and down near the 32-yard line. They'll stop the clock. He's actually at the 33. 107, clock still moving.
Yeah, Tyler Carver in their safety position came up, made that tackle, or he was gone again.
They kept the clock moving. They didn't stop it for the chain movement, and then the umpires rolled his hands again. Direct snap, but he's caught in the backfield. Low snap, and a good play, good heads-up play by the Blue Devils.
Yeah, it was Aiden Blair on the tackle, but there's not much that quarterback could do with that, except Jane will gather it up, and luckily for the Bombers, he did just that.
We lost a 2 second and 12, 33 seconds left. Hand off, up the gut. You're going to get inside the 30 near the 26-yard line, and Bombers going to go quick to the line of scrimmage.
And Carver on the tackle again, but they're just blasting up the middle and starting to move that line of scrimmage pretty handily.
16 seconds left. Flag comes in from the umpire. They dive it forward, they'll stop the clock, and it's going to be illegal shift. Illegal shift against the Bombers. 11 seconds left before halftime.
Yeah, Peyton Tregether again, middle linebacker position, got him by the shoelaces.
So they check their wristbands. Illegal shift. They rolled the clock at 11. They're supposed to roll it, and they are now. So 10 seconds, hand off. From the wing back, set off a would-be tackler. He's got a first down. He's going to go out of bounds. And the clock emptied out. And might have emptied out a little bit soon, but you got to look for the arms of the line judge. And I'm not sure they might want to put time back up. I'm sure the Blue Devils would rather not, but let's see what they're going to do. They're going to walk off. They're going to call it halftime.
Yeah, they dropped the sticks over there, so I think that's it for the first half.
So, we do appreciate you tuning in. And we have a 15-minute halftime. And we'll mention we do appreciate you tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. Thank you for listening. And ask you, as a listener, to patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. We are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. Bringing this game to you tonight is the Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. That's indoor-outdoor storage, flex storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to the website. You can go to www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's AIPS ArcadiaIndiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. Also bringing this game to you is AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're out of Arcadia. They're west of town, less than a mile. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend the longevity from each and every one of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. They have new ownership, same quality work, and same quality spaces. We'll mention that's AGM Auto. They are located just west of Arcadia, Indiana at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto also restores classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC or dial them up at 317-984-5283. Also bringing this game to you tonight is Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. Smith and Lantau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They welcome you at Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. They are now currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of their patients. It's Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers. They're in downtown Tipton. They're right next to the Diana Theater. Their address is 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Encompass Credit Union. Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially, at Encompass Credit Union, they provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. They welcome each member as if they are their only member. Encompass Credit Union. Yes, Encompass Credit Union. They are community-minded just like you. You can reach them by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, their number is 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, it's EncompassCU.org. This game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent and real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa List and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21, Sheep Company, 317-513-4086. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Tipton Ace Hardware. Tipton Ace Hardware, that's the helpful place. Visit them at Ace Hardware at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your backyard grill needs, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and much, much more. Visit them in the store, for they also have curb service for your convenience. And you are also welcome to visit them online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware, Tipton, the helpful place. 765-675-6747. Again, their number is 765-675-6747. And bringing this game to you tonight is Dean's Auto Parts. At Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. There are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And also bringing this game to you is Discount Copies. Discount Copies, conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Mensa Drive, 46062. They're right behind Pizza Hut off of Highway 32. They provide next day service on most of their items, and they also provide set up services. And you can turn your artwork into things like note cards, notepads, prints, and calendars. And it's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards. They'll do posters, and oversized printing is available. Planning a wedding, they print. They can print all of your wedding needs. That's Discount Copies. 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies in Noblesville. And also bringing tonight's game to you is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment on the web, reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right now, inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery in Delhi. They've been here 4 or 5 years. They're working hard. They're pleasing a lot of folks. Their hours of operation, Titus Bakery and Deli, are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon, they're closed on Sunday. That's Titus Bakery and Deli, Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're right there along UX 31 in northern Hamilton County. And also bringing tonight's game to you is Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy Restaurant, that's good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage. Jim Dandy Restaurants, they put all of their guests first, no matter what down it is. It's Tipton, Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy Restaurants, Noblesville and Tipton. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 2060 box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You'll find Dirk there. Dirk will be there, and Pimpsey Truck Rentals. The name Pimpsey alone takes any possible concerns away from traveling in a box truck. That's Indiana Express Rentals. And also bringing you tonight's game is Rutledge Well Drilling. Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. You can call them at 765-292-2315. Again, their number is 765-292-2315, or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. It's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. They're licensed, they're insured, they're honest, dependable, and always professional, serving our community for more than 30 years. That's Rutledge Well Drilling. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number again is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. I tell you what, Larry, Sheridan got a big game tonight with the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars unbeaten. I believe they're 8-0, but I think Bud Wright would like to knock them off.
I'm sure he would. You know, he's had some big games in his illustrious, what, 50-year career now as the head man at Sheridan, so I'm sure he's going to have them ready, and I'm sure he would enjoy putting one on Carroll.
I think he's 6-2. He lost the first one, and I think he lost one recently.
Okay, so they're having a pretty good year then, so I'm sure they've got a good shot at that. Where's that game being played? Oh, that's Sheridan. Well, he's probably got a better than not chance of winning that one.
Yeah, he's got a good shot. And I will also mention our final sponsor here tonight, bringing this game to you, is Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low. Prices are so low you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. Again, that's 317-773-7391. I tell you what, Larry, it must be senior sitting out over here. I'm guessing so. They had to walk out on that field right there. Imagine some of those girls might have some high heels on.
Yeah, I see some of those moms too, you know, didn't think their attire too well out tonight, but they were recognizing all the seniors from every sport, managers, you name it, and telling us all about them and where they're planning on going to school and how many kids they're going to have and all that stuff.
I tell you what, they've got a tremendous athletic director here at Rensselaer Central, Mr. Kenneth Hickman. He puts everything in order, and he gets things done, and they what, they're fortunate to have him, and have him for as long as he's been here, because I think, well, it's a pretty long time, maybe 25 years.
That's great. You know, it's nice when you get a place where you're appreciated and you appreciate them, and so obviously you stay someplace for 25 years. It's good from both sides.
So they put 3 minutes on the clock. They're going to put that up there for the kids to stretch out, but we don't see the teams out on the field yet. So, well, Larry, we'll talk a little bit about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Colts got beat by them week one back on September 10th. But the Colts are going to travel to Jacksonville right there in the nice weather. And we're going to see Mr. Minshew, quarterback, the Colts.
I hadn't really seen an update on Mr. Richardson and when they expect him to be back, but I heard that was just a sprain and nothing, broken or torn. So,
I heard 4 weeks, and I heard from a better source that might be 6.
Oh, it must have been more serious than what I thought, but he was sure dragging that arm when he came off the field. But, Minshew's been doing a nice job anyhow. He's a professional. He's been around, done this for other teams and not just the Colts. So, he throws a good ball. He doesn't make very many bad plays, and that's kind of what you want.
Minshew's not as old as you might think. He was drafted in 2019, but you look at his hair. You look at his hair and you think he's probably 40 years old.
Well, yeah, he's got that, what you used to call a Kentucky waterfall there in the back, you know, got that working and the mustache and everything else. He looks like he's a throwback from, 1978 or something, but he's getting his job done.
Wasn't it, Lamar Jackson he came in for and did quite well while Jackson was away?
Like I said, every place he's been, Johnny on the spot when the starter goes down and, keeps the wheels rolling and so he's doing that for the Colts right now. So I think they're in pretty good hands with him. We'll see what they do this week. And Jacksonville's always been a team that's given the Colts problems even when the Colts were really good and Jacksonville wasn't very good. So never a game you want to overlook.
So the Colts, I think they're 3-2. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
So they got some games coming up, winnable games, and they're probably shocking a lot of folks. Me included.
Yeah, I with Richardson coming in, I knew he could run the ball very well, but running quarterback in the NFL career is not too long because there's other big fast men out there playing that want to hurt you. But his accuracy has been better than what I had expected. You know, when he was down in Florida, he didn't have the highest percentage of completions, but I'm sure he's getting schooled up very, very well, and he'll only get better over time.
So he'll get to watch Gardner Minshew, and I imagine he'll probably learn some stuff in these next 4 or 6 weeks. But, the Colts drafted the guy they wanted. They were great. They were thinking about trading up to make sure they got him, and they didn't have to trade up for him.
Well, he's obviously a skilled, athletic guy, and that might also said something about their pass protection that they wanted to get a guy that he could not just chuck it, but run it when he had to.
Well, that backside tackle is real important for a right-handed quarterback. That's Peyton Manning. He had Tariq Glenn false start every other play, but he's a strong guy.
Yeah, you definitely want to, that blindside, that's the whole movie was based on that, get that backside tackle to, knock the guys off before they hit you in the back.
And Chris Meeks, he's a smart coach. He's got backside guard and backside tackle even. Freshman, 6 foot 280, number 78, holds in day as the backside tackle protecting Mr. Cohen Westfall.
Well, he must be a ball player if he's a freshman starting there, because that's an important position out on the football field.
So both teams out on the field to get stretched out. 2 minutes left here in the stretch-out period. We've gone by 15 minutes for halftime. Now they put 3 back on, make sure the guys are good and stretched. And rain's still coming down.
Yeah, they're playing jump around over the loudspeakers, and these guys are jumping around trying to stay warm. I mean, both teams getting into that tune, but it's pretty nasty out there. I went down by the field at halftime, and the wind's blowing pretty stiff, so once you're soaked to the bone, and plus you add that wind to it, it's got to be a good 20, 25-mile-an-hour wind. It's chilly.
So we'll also mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, and basketball in the winter with the Tipton Blue Devils basketball. So they're walking out, they're talking about some stuff, and you look out there, Larry, and that field looks much different than when we started this game.
Yeah, you see some real brown patches there, and I noticed that last couple drives, it was getting pretty sloppy.
So it's pretty rough out there, playing some Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. They went with a new singer after that album. Mike Petrick is the singer for Eye of the Tiger, and then Jimmy Jameson took over, and I liked his voice too.
Yeah, it's all about the musical end of things, AJ. I'm still stuck with Hank Williams and George Strait about as far as I go.
You gotta admit, I paint signs. I'm all by myself. Might as well listen to the music, and might as well hear a train. Sometimes.
Well, I don't know where that came from. They must have a train whistle up here somewhere in Bomberland, but I think that's signifying that's ready to get going.
So, looks like the Bombers are ready to kick off. They're spotted at the 40. Let's put that ball anywhere on the 40-yard line between the hashes. And they're going to elect to put it near the middle of field. Again, that 17 Kyler segment. So the Blue Devils going to come out and get ready to receive. And I got some text coming in here. Group texting during a football game. It's hard to see sometimes, but you got to know that people love you.
There you go. That's we like to hear that.
So they're going to back up to boot this ball away. Sigmund, 7 yards deep, soccer style, right for the kicker. Second half, it's an 8-0 contest. Bombers 8, Blue Devils 0. Blue Devils going to take the second half kickoff. There's the whistle. Here comes the approach. Line drive, end under end, going to bounce. Going to get by the D-back. Going to pick it up near the 5-yard line. Going to try to get what he can. Wet surface out there, ball's loose, they're throwing bean bags. And the Bombers are saying they have it. We'll see what the official says. The official says the Bombers land on it, and the Bombers are going to have good field position at around the 19-yard line of the Blue Devils.
Now that ball just spurted along the ground, didn't hop at all, just kind of slid, and looked like Big Jack Roach tried to get on it, but there were two Bombers and only one of him, and they came up with the ball.
So Bombers get a good break here on the kickoff to open the second half. So they're spotted at the 19, ball's in the middle of the field. Bombers, quarterback and drop back and shotgun, 6 foot, 185, Cohen Westfall. That's a pretty good sized young man for a sophomore. Single man in the backfield, Diego Hernandez-Reyes. He'll get the handoff, he'll go straight up the gun, he'll go one hole, left side of the center, A-gap, get what he can. And they're going to spot him right there near the 16-yard line. It's going to be a second and six.
He spurted through there. A couple guys had their hands on him, but he's a slippery back, and Kyler Carver brought him down.
So they'll move the ball over to the left hash. Second down six. Second half just beginning. 11:15. Going to hand off left to right. Going to cut it back up middle of the field. Not a big gain, but he'll get a positive gain. And they're going to give him about a 3-yard gain. It'll be second and two.
Yeah, they'll let Carver and Will Wolford on the tackle there for the Blue Devils.
So Cohen Westfall comes partially over to the sidelines. Coach Meek delivers the play. Ball's again going to be lined up at the left. Second down two. Shotgun. Hand off left to right. Turned by Kintain. You may stop short of a first. Then he'll dive it forward. Before it lands on the pile, he'll dive it forward. That's going to be close.
Well, that was, I believe that was Joe Clouser on the tackle there for the Blue Devils coming up. And got him around the ankles.
Oh, they get enough. He dives it forward, get a first down. It's going to become first and goal from the 8-yard line. Bombers have it at the right hash. Shotgun formation, see him in the back of Reyes. He'll get the handoff. He'll go left side. Shooting the gap there. Blue Devils still stopping behind the line of scrimmage.
I think Jack Roche in there playing some defense for the Blue Devils. Made the tackle.
So, it'll be a no gain. It's not very little. I'm going to call it again. It'll be the 8-yard line. Second down goal from the 8. Bombers going to line up the just inside the right hash. Cohen Westfall calling the cadence. Going to go wing the little left side. He'll break contain. He'll go for seven hole. He'll get inside the 5. Not a touchdown. Dove it forward. Might be out about the 2.
Yeah, it looked like he got in from the, what my view, but he must have stepped out right there before he got to the cone.
So a third down goal from the 2. They're calling it the 1. I'm looking at the dial it down over there. That's pretty good magenta dial it down. A lot of ball fields like to have one of those. Tipton has one also. Going to hand off up the gut. Didn't quite get there. Cohen Westfall is wanting a touchdown, but his vantage point is not as good. Going to be back to about the half-yard line, fourth and goal.
Will Wolford again and Peyton Tregesser there on the stop.
So, I'm going to line it up right there at the half-yard line. Blue Devils going to have to shoot the gas. Going to have to roll the dice right here. Blue Devils to keep them out. Fourth and goal. Handoff. Going to dive it in. Touchdown. Reyes, junior running back, puts it across the goal line. And the Bombers take advantage of a fumble.
That's some nice blocking there on the right side of the line for the Bombers. Kind of blew the guys off the ball there and just got it in.
So, put six on the board. 14-0. They're going to try to kick this time. Point after. You put that block right there in that mud, Larry. You're going to have some difficulty.
Yeah, that plant foot's going to be sliding on him, I can tell.
So they're looking for the snap. There's a snap. There's the hold. It's missed hold. It's going to be fire. And he's caught in the backfield right there immediately.
Yeah, Dallas Capro was coming in from the outside. And, yeah, bad snap, bad hold. And when that happens, you usually don't get any points.
So the Blue Devils, basically the door is still open. 14 points for the Bombers. Blue Devils, a couple of touchdowns, an extra point, maybe go for 2 on the second.
Yeah, again, the big difference is a couple big plays for the Bombers where, right as of yet, the Blue Devils haven't had one. And like I said earlier, I don't think with the conditions on the field, you're going to have a team, be able to drive the whole length of the field if you don't have a big play or two.
Absolutely. We'll talk about the IHSAA. IHSAA, they put a new website together. Might have been a couple of years ago. To go to IHSAA.org, you can go there and you can find out the pairings for all the sectionals, high school football. And the first screen you'll see right there, it'll say Teaching Education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. So somebody came up with a good one there. And that website is friendly. You can find a lot of things you're looking for a lot more simpler than that previous website that was there way too long. So, I'm going to boot it away right here. Stegman, 17, Tyler Stegman, senior. Right for the kicker, 7 yards deep. There's a whistle. There comes the approach for Stegman. High end under end. Going to bounce once. Going to stay near the, stay right there on the surface. Picked up on the return. They're going right side by the Blue Devil crew right there, and they'll put it in play. They'll spot it near the 24-yard line.
That looked like 32 on the tackle for the Bombers, but that ball looked like it just stuck in the mud. It didn't bounce. It didn't do anything. Just hit there and stuck.
So they're spotted at the 25-yard line. Blue Devils have it first and 10 at the right hash. 8-12, I believe, left here in the third quarter. 14-0 contest. Bombers in front. Shotgun formation. Twins to the left. Tight end left. Zach Ridgway lost the handle in the backfield. Ball's loose. Bombers think they have it. And we're waiting for a signal by the white-hatted umpire. And they're going to give the ball back to the Bombers.
That's another low snap that Dallas Capshaw had a hard time getting, and then tried to hand it off to Chase Hussey, and didn't make it into his hands.
So the Bombers get another big play here in the third quarter. Bombers kick off and seem to end up with the football with a play later, and then Bombers going to take over here. 7:58 left here in the third quarter. The lineup in a shotgun. Cohen Westfall. Took him in the backfield. Diego Hernandez Reyes. And he wears number 22. They go half back around. You're going to get a positive gain. You'll get inside the 10. That was a good carry right there. He's going to pick up a positive. He'll pick up about 8.
Chase Hussey and Blade Springer on the stop for the Blue Devils. But yeah, they're, I tell you, their line, their split side, it even looks like from up here that the guard's foot are behind the center's feet. That's how packed in they are, and they're just pushing the ball forward now.
Bombers do pick up a first down on that carry. First and goal. Ball's at the 9-yard line from the right hash. Shotgun, low snap. Rolls up, flag from the umpire behind the offensive set. They saw an illegal motion against the Bombers, so they'll back it up 5.
It was Will Wolford, who was getting double teamed, fought through with both and got in there to make the tackle.
So illegal motion, they'll back it up 5. It's going to remain first down. Goal from the 14. So they're going to take the down. So the Blue Devils decline the penalty. They'll take the down. And they'll take it where he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage. And that's probably a pretty good play there. Pretty good choice by Coach Stoll.
Yeah, I would say. That's, you don't want to give him too many more chances.
So second down, they'll take the down, but they'll take the sack on the quarterback. So second down, goal from the 13. We're in the shotgun. Cohen Westfall. And handoff, tailback. Hernandez Reyes. Going to get inside the 5. Pretty good dart right there for Reyes, junior athlete, 2-5. First in goal. Check that. It's going to be second goal from the 5.
He made a nice little jump cut there to the outside to spring it, and looks like Slade Springer and Joe Clouser on the tackle.
So from the right hash, third down, goal from the 4 for the Bombers. Shotgun snap. You'll hand off again. Left to right, he'll find the end zone. And Hernandez Reyes finds the end zone once again.
Yeah, good lead block there by Logan Metzger to a screen. Just got onto the second level and pushed him back in the end zone.
So So they'll try the point after. So the Bombers come up with two scores early in the third quarter, and we've not played half of the third quarter yet.
AJ, the big news is it is no longer raining.
I was looking at a puddle and I don't...
Did not mess.
Here or there, yeah.
But it's definitely not the same, but the field is soaked. As football, the ball dryer has a big, big job tonight. They're going to try to run it. They're going to run a wing around trying to find the goal line, and he's not going to find it. The Blue Devil is going to hold him out. So point after touchdown, two-point conversion was no good.
And that was Dallas Capshaw and Landon Spidell making that tackle about the 1.5.
So 20 points on the board for the Bombers. And the Blue Devils trying to get on the board themselves. And we'll also miss and remind you, good games happening right now at West Lafayette High School. The Hamilton Heights Huskies and West Lafayette. Well, there's a lot of folks stoked about that game.
Oh, yeah, both very good teams this year, and, you know, it's going to be a battle, that's for sure.
I say, what, Tippecanoe Valley? We've been there. We saw how they play, and they are going to be a big-time foe in sectional 28, along with the Huskies, Bishop Sittard, and Gavin Catholic in Peru.
I tell you, I think there's, what, five teams in the top 15 coaches' poll rankings in one sectional. I don't know how that happens, but it seems to always happen through the Huskies. I know that much with my kids going there. But, yeah, that's probably the toughest sectional, I think, in Indiana high school football.
And McConaughey, they're in that. Their defensive coordinator, quite a gentleman. Going to be a squib kick taken by the third row. The Blue Devils going to come up the Blue Devils sideline. Will be tackled out of bounds there near the 34-yard line. Bomber territory.
And number five, Aaron Barco on the stop there. He's been all over the place. You know, short support. Had a couple jet sweeps that he ran, and just seems to be a little bit everywhere tonight.
They're just fine at the 35. Blue Devils, first and 10. From the right hash, they're going away from the scoreboard. They're going from the south to the north. They'll line up in a shotgun. Trade eyes will bring Zach Ridgeway to the left side, tight end. They'll hand off to go right to left. A little bit of the helmet contact there, no flag.
That was 22, Diego Hernandez Reyes coming up there. Yeah, gave him quite a nice little pop there.
So, Podgy game, he'll get out across the 35 to about the 38-yard line. Second down. Seven on the board. So game clock moving. 5:41 left. Third quarter. Play clock at 20. Line up in a shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Seeing in the backfield. He'll get the handoff. He'll go four hole. Dive across the 40. It's a positive yardage, Springer, the ball carrier.
Well, it looks like number 40, Logan Metzger, on the tackle there. But, yeah, it looked like Chase Huskey, I should say, went off the field because he lost his shoe. He's got it back on and back in the game now.
So spotted at the 43-yard line. Third down and a long two for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils may go for it. This might be four-down territory, but I think they'll get it right here. Third and two, Ridgeway, going to line up right tight end. Dallas Capshaw, snap is messed up. It hit off a leg, never got to Capshaw. Ball's loose, and they're going to say that the ball belongs to the Bombers.
Yeah, he never got that one. It kind of looked like it went right through his hands. I don't know whether it came in low or how it did, but he never had a handle on that one.
So the Bombers come up with another fumble recovery. All these fumble recoveries were in the Blue Devils side of the 50.
I'm not sure how much the Blue Devils got past the 50 tonight, but, yeah, they've all set the Bombers up in pretty good field position.
So they adjourn both in the middle of the field. 41-yard line of Tipton. 4 minutes left. Shotgun. Cohen. Westfall. Hands off. Back. Single back in the backfield. Left side. Hernandez Reyes, the ball carrier, he'll pick up about five.
Again, that number 40, Logan Metzger, is lined up like right behind the guard. His helmet's almost on his derriere there as a lead blocker, and they're having some success with that.
They call it a gain of three. It's second and seven. Shotgun, Westfall. Single in the backfield. Play clock at 20. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off left to right. He'll go right side, A-hole. Inside the 30, inside the 20. Reyes, the ball carrier. Junior class member. He'll take it down near the 16 for a first down.
That's Chase Hussey, I believe, and Joe Falco was stopped.
So they'll move the chains. First and 10 from the 16-yard line. They put it right there at the right hash. They'll line up shotgun once again. Cohen Westfall in the backfield. Hernandez Reyes. Call him the case. There's a snap. And hand it off. Wing. They'll go wing around. Left side. Going to be in the end zone. Oh, it's Aaron Barker. Call the new guy's number, number five, a senior. He puts it in the end zone.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they're virtually running a nine-man front. They've got the double tight ends, then two backs right up on the edge, and one right behind the guard. And it's hard to defend or run with that many guys blocking.
So they call a holding. That'll nullify a good run from Barco. And they're going to bring it back. And they found something to bring it back with.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's so many bodies in there. I don't know how much you could see anybody doing anything like that.
We'll see if they give Barto the ball again. They're going to back it up. And I think the box is going to line up there at the 20-21. And they bring it back out of there. They call it first and 15. So, first and 15, left hash. Bombers. Shotgun quarterback, towing Westfall. And Westfall is going to call his own number. They go right side, four hole. They'll get just a bit. It'll be second down. 15, no gain.
I'm not sure who that was. It looked like a 54, probably 64. The PA player, yeah.
So, second down. 15 is what's on the board. 3:09 left, clock moving. Third quarter. Play clock at 26. Cohen Westfall, calling the case. Shotgun quarterback. Single man in the backfield. Believed to be Reyes, the junior. He'll get the handoff. Going to be a pass. Reyes wants to throw it. He's going to get sacked behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, William Wolford tracking him down there in the backfield.
He was going to pass. He had that ball in the hand. About that time, he felt somebody breathing down his neck.
Yeah, Will got off his block, and he's, like I said, been saying all year, he's got a motor that never stops. Doesn't matter what the score is, what the weather's like, you know that Will Wolford's going to be bringing it every play.
So, to the line of scrimmage, play clock at 20. He's 17 on the game clock. Hand off, they run in the round. They're going to inch back around. Bouncing off the would-be tackler. He's going to go up the sideline, the Blue Devil sideline. Flag comes in, another flag, and that's not good for the defenders.
Well, yeah, and I think number 40 was leading that again like he's been doing all night, and looked like he wrapped his arms around Dallas Capshaw there, so I'll see if they get a hold on that one.
So a couple of flags went in. Not sure if they represent the same penalty. Look for the white-hatted official. They're going to back it up. From where the play ended, they're going to back it up 10. And they spot it. Another 29, says on the scoreboard.
That was definitely Logan Metzger out there, number 40. He got his arms right around him and gave him a bear hug out of bounds, and so they're going to call that every time.
So holding, Rensselaer there, Bombers. Clock moving, third down, 15. Trying to roll the clock, the umpire. And he's rolling now. So the handoff, left to right, trying to break contain. Bakker out front of me. Blue Devils to make the tackle inside near the 10-yard line. And he's not going to have enough for a first down, but he gets a pretty good gain.
Yeah, Cole Hussey again on there, or Chase Hussey, I should say, on the tackle. He's mud from head to toe out there.
So, fourth and a long one. Fourth and one, balls at the right hash. Blue Devils need a stop right here. Shotgun formation, Cohen. Cohen Westfall, he gets the snap, hand off. Up the gap, you're going to go right side. Six hole, Reyes finds the end zone. He was needing one, but he got seven.
Yeah, I'll tell you, again, that line is just, nine guys coming at you. There's not a whole lot you can do to fend that off. And Rensselaer definitely found something it's working for him, and they're sticking with it.
So they're going to line up for the point after. They're going to go with the kick variety. 26 points on the board for the Bombers. Sigmund puts the block down. Westfall is the holder. Sophomore quarterback. There's a snap. Couldn't get it down. He kicked it anyway. Westfall was trying to put it back down, but it's hard to wait as the kicker.
Yeah, kicker, once that timing's off, you're pretty much dead in the water. So he did his best to put his foot on it, but I don't think it got more than a foot and a half off of the ground.
That rain sure put a wrench in all this stuff tonight.
Yeah, it has, and this once beautiful field is getting a little sloppy in the center of it.
So we'll look there. Rensselaer going to be on the road next Friday. They'll be at Griffith High School. Don't ask me where that's at. I think it's by Leo.
Yeah, it's up there in the region, they call it up there, Crown Point and all that area. So I believe they're just up the road here from Rensselaer.
So we're about 100 miles from home. We'll probably get home about midnight.
Yeah, something like that.
So they're going to kick the ball away. Here comes the delivery of the football. Sigmund going to spot it right there, middle of the field. A little bit closer to the left hash. 40-yard line. Blue Devils ready to return. And he's going to wait for the whistle. 1:08 left here in the third quarter. 26-0. Bombers in front. Wait for the whistle. There's the whistle. Here comes the approach. Tyler Sigmund. Pretty good boot. Going to go left side. Going to go up the sideline. A 15, 20-yard return. Not a bad return for the Blue Devils. So they'll spot it right here near the 34-yard line of Blue Devil territory.
And number 5, Aaron Barco, again on the tackle. He's like Johnny on the spot.
So they'll put it in play right there. 34-yard line. Wet night in Rensselaer, Indiana. Rain spell still coming down. It's a lot smaller drops. Kind of reminds you of what the snow's going to look like.
It's kind of misting out there right now.
So shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield, split wide left. Motion, near motion. Flag comes in. Got to get some early movement by the Blue Devils. Umpire, the linebacker umpires are official through the flag, and it's an illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. It becomes first and 15.
It looks like the right tackle is who he was talking to. I don't know what he did, but I didn't see a whole lot of movement there. So
working that eyesight, the linebacker official. First and 15. Blue Devils might have better footing in that area of the field. So let's split out wide left again. Tight end, they're going to run the same play. Ridgeway, left tight end. Going to line up. Power, eye to the left. Spring of the ball carrier. Going to pick up what he can.
And yeah, that was 72, I believe, on the tackle there. Adam Pollard.
So 45 seconds clock moving, second down, 15, probably a little bit more than 15, second and 17. So Blue Devils still in the huddle. Play clock is underneath the game clock. The Blue Devils do not have to snap the football. So they reset the clock at 40 seconds. It was already on. It started again. So the Blue Devils are going to empty out the clock here in the third quarter. And why wouldn't they? So 10 seconds left. Play clock is way over top of the game clock. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And the third quarter has ended. After three quarters of play, the Bombers 26, the Blue Devils nothing.
That looks like we're going to go down to the green end of the field now. Most of the action has been on the south side with the muddy area now, so at least we'll have some better footing down on that end.
So next week, the Blue Devils will have a home game. That'll be on their synthetic filter, so that rain will just fall right through there to the sand. And we'll mention Blackford. Blackford High School, the Bruins are going to be at Tipton again. About 2 years ago, same thing happened in the sectional. Sahe, what a quality man he is.
I'm not don't know him, but I'll take your word for it.
He coached the coach that is now at Madison Grant. Trying to picture his name, doggone it, escapes me. Madison Grant coach. But anyway, but say he brought him up the ranks, and now he's coaching himself.
Well, great. Yeah, you like to see, guys bringing guys along and in the business of coaching and influencing young men. That's good to hear.
So they're going to spot the ball there at the 26-yard line. Blue Devils are going to have it. As Larry said, going to have better footing in this area of the field. Going to line up at the right hash. Blue Devils going to come in right at the line of scrimmage. No huddle needed. Riz Ray going to line up tight end right side. Single man in the backfield. Chase Hussey, he's getting a load tonight. Now Ridgeway going to go left side. Cole McCabe, South Chapel going to go straight to Hussey. Hussey's going to get caught behind the line of scrimmage for about a one-yard loss.
Yeah, that was Caden Rowland, number one, coming up from the safety position.
So it'll be a third down. Third and long. They're calling it 20 on the board. That's probably accurate. Holds at the 24-yard line, right hash. Blue Devils in the huddle. They're using the 42nd play clock. Game clock moving, 11:24. Play clock at 23 in the huddle. Dallas Capshaw calling the play. 16 seconds, they'll adjourn to the line of scrimmage. To line up two in the backfield. One of them is Capshaw, Chase Hussey. Hussey gets the handoff again. They go left side. Hussey looking for that hole, about the five hole. Couldn't get there. And spot him down at their 21. It'll be a loss on the play.
Yeah, that was Aaron Barco again on the tackle, coming up from his safety position.
So the Blue Devils are going to send out their punting unit. Landon Spidell going to stand at about his 7-yard line. All spotted at the 21. Calling for the snap. Knuckleball got to it. They'll boot this one out of there. It's going to bounce at the 49 and bounce a little further. They're going to call it out of bounds. At the 44-yard line, that should be called a 35-yard punt by Spidell.
That was a pretty good-looking punt there. The snap was a little high, but he got it down and put a nice boot to it.
So ball spotted at the 44-yard line. Bombers take over. Cohen Westfall in the huddle. And they call the play. So first and 10. Bombers. Rain coming down just ever so slightly now, Larry. A little bit of rain, not much. But a lot of small drops. Hand off left to right. Let me get to the 45. Blue Devil's going to hold him up. And Ogborn gets the ball carry right there.
Number 64, Aiden Blair from his defensive end position on the stop.
So, a spotted right there. Carter Ogborn wears number 32. He's a sophomore. 5'10", 185. Ball spotted at the 45-yard line. Bomber territory. Blue Devils. Six across the front line there. Shotgun snap. Cohen, you're going to shovel pass forward. Middle of the field. But get it across the 50. To about the 47. And a good play by the blue, by the Bombers.
And Dallas Capshaw came up, saw that, read that, and made a nice tackle.
So from the 47, it's third down one for the Bombers. Leave the line of scrimmage. Shotgun quarterback Cohen Westfall giving some information to a wingback. He's going to hand off, wingback around. First down, Bombers. Right there is Aaron Barco getting the ball carry again for a first down.
Tyler Carver, number 21 for the Blue Devils on that tackle. And there's some of these guys are full, but kind of hard finding their numbers.
So ball spotted at the 42-yard line of Tipton. 8:50, fourth quarter clock. First and 10, Bombers. Cohen Westfall passing out some information there. His skill players. There comes a snap out of shotgun. They go right side. Four hole. Ogborn's loose. Ogborn is trying to make his way to the end zone. And he is going to be in the end zone, right at the goal line, Ogborn for 42 yards. And a good run by Carter Ogborn.
Yeah, it looked like the Blue Devils were trying, here the last couple drives, putting about five or six guys on the line trying to stop this offense with nine guys blocking. And the problem with that is if you break through the first line, there's not a whole lot of people back there to make the tackle.
So they're spotted. They're trying to point after. Try to pick variety, we think so. Westfall, the holder. I think Westfall has his wrong knee on the ground. Gonna be missing, gonna miss it. Gonna get right through. The upright right side, he got through there, but Westfall puts his wrong knee on the ground.
I think he gathered that one up pretty well. Again, kind of down in the mud, but he pulled it up and got it set real quick that time.
So they'll try to kick off once again. And so playing some music out there, Larry. I tell you what, that's some music I've not heard before.
The new one on me.
So they're getting ready to kick off once again. Looks like the rain has slowed up. It's still coming down a bunch, but so small pellets, you just can't see them. And I tell you what, Larry, we're talking about that sectional 28. And you got to, what are you talking about there?
You know, every team's got one of those guys that just enjoys himself a little too much. And usually the guys that are on the sideline the whole game, but number 66 out there doing a nice little rendition of a dance. I don't know what that is, but he's having fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is. It's a good place to be. He's a sophomore. 5'9", 220. Yeah, he's having some good fun.
Yeah, hey, RJ's getting with it over there.
So, getting ready to kick the ball off Sigmund. 7-yard approach, soccer style. Waiting for the whistle. So, number 17, Tyler Sigmund, senior athlete. 8:25 left. In the fourth quarter, here comes the approach. They're over the line of scrimmage to see the flag. No flag thrown. It's going to go out of bounds. Probably don't need a flag for the offside. But the ball's out of bounds, and the Blue Devils are going to get good field position.
It looks like they'll be hanging at the 35, yeah.
The Blue Devils are going to have it first and 10. Blue Devils looking to put a good drive together. I think that first drive might have been across the 50, but that might be the only one.
I think that's the only time they've passed midfield.
So first and 10, 35-yard line. We'll go from the right hash. So there's the same kumbaya. It's for out-of-bounds kick and for illegal procedure. We didn't have to look that up. I tried. So stop play here. Timeout, Blue Devil. 8:25 left, fourth quarter. Let's call timeout.
Yeah, and losing Calvin Conant early, been the workhorse for the Blue Devils running game most of this year, and that's hurt him as well. And Chase is back there doing his best, but he's full of mud, and it's tough sledding tonight. So we'll see what the Blue Devils come up with here. They're huddling on the sideline right now, talking it over, and haven't seen too many passes tonight. A couple attempts, but I think we've seen more sacks than we've seen the ball in the air tonight. So
I had to look it up, Larry. I had to look at the John Harrell website. The coach at Madison Grant is in his sixth year. Brady Turner was coached by Coach Sehi of Blackford, and we'll see Coach Sehi next week.
Well, that sounds good, yeah.
I tell you what, Coach Turner had to take over in a heartbeat because their previous coach got another job 2 weeks before the first game, so Brady had to go to work.
Was he there at the time? No, he had to come over there. Wow. Yeah, that's a tough way to go.
Brady Turner played at Blackford for Coach Sankey. He's been 6 years at Madison Grant. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capstone. Chase Hussey to his right, the single back. Trips to the left. Pass, thought about the pass. Dallas Capshaw dodges a would-be tackler. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, but he could have lost 4 or 5.
That was number 60. I believe that's Eli Dixon, yes, on the stop for the Bombers.
So no gain, second down, 10. Brady Turner, Madison Grant, class 1A, sectional 44. He's 6-2 this season. Tipton used to open up with Madison Grant. So shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw. Chase Hussey in the backfield. Trips to the left. Low snap. Dropping the throw. Gets rid of it. Going to be caught. Probably should have dropped it. You're going to lose about 4 yards. But Capshaw took a pretty good size hit.
Well, he got it right in the chest as he just let loose of that ball. And Landon Spidell caught it on a juggle there, but for 3 negative yards.
So third down, 13. Clock moving, fourth quarter, 7:13 left. Ball spotted at the left hash. Blue Devils have it at their own 33. So they'll line it up, line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Chase Hussey in the backfield to the right. Of Capshaw. Stop play and the Blue Devils call a timeout. 6:54 left. Blue Devils have one timeout remaining.
And the rain has started up again. So it's not letting up. Little bits of rain there for a while. Thought it was going to end, but no, it's back.
Rensselaer official, as mentioned, they're going to be at Griffith. Griffith. Presently 3-5 on the season. They've got a first-year coach there. That's Phil Mason. So if I was a betting man, I think I'd bet on Chris Meeks 25 years. Phil Mason just in his first year at Griffith.
Go with the experience when it comes to coaching.
And Coach Toll, we'll go with Coach Toll. Coach Toll will ride the bus with him anytime.
Absolutely, yeah. Very pleasant man and helped us a lot in the middle school program, coming to the games and giving us his little insights. And whenever he has a suggestion, I'm all ears.
So, playing some more DC. Them guys can make a lot of noise and probably didn't finish school. But they're making pretty good money, I bet. So the rain's coming down again, pretty hard rain. And Larry had to open the window back up. Shotgun quarterback Dallas Castle, 3rd and 13. Single me in the back, but he's going to drop the throw. Going to look right, going to look left, going to let it go. It's going to be tossed up off the hands. Almost caught it on the way down. Landed by now, would have had a good catch.
I think that was Tyler Carver, 21, yeah. That almost made that catch.
So couldn't come up with it. It's going to bring us 4th and 13. That would have been the best pass play of the night. Have we had a completion yet?
Well, that one to Spidell for a 3-yard loss, yeah.
So shotgun. Spidell dropped the ball. Nobody in his face has time to boot it away. Nobody back. They had nobody back to return. And they'll take it back to the 29. They'll come to a complete stop. And I think that was Dallas Capshaw. He's got mud all over him.
All over his helmet. You can't even read the Blue Devil insignia on his helmet. So, yeah, it's getting a little spooky out there. But I sure hope they brought a change of clothes because 2 hours on a bus soaked to the bone is not going to be a very pleasant ride.
You're right. You've probably been there a few times, I bet you. But line the ball up, left hash. Bombers take over. 5:50 left on the fourth quarter clock. 33-0 contest. Bombers in front. So they're going to kill some clock. And there's the whistle for the play clock. There goes shotgun. Cohen, Westfall, handoff up middle. Little to no gain. Blue Devils there to make the stop.
Peyton Trigus are again for the Blue Devils on the stop.
So they'll spot it at the 30-yard line, caught a gain of a half a yard. 2nd down 9 for the Bombers. Ball's at the left hash. Game clock moving, 5:24. Let's check the wristbands. The line of scrimmage. Shotgun quarterback is Cohen Westfall. Play clock is at 15. They're going to use some clock here. They're going to snap it at the precise time. They'll go down in unison here. They'll hand off. They'll go right side. 4-hole. Maybe a gain of maybe a couple. Going to be a 3rd down coming up for the Bombers. It'll be 3rd down and 8.
Aiden Blair there on the tackle, and Peyton Tregester there to kind of finish him off.
So clock moving, 4:42. Bombers to the line of scrimmage, 3rd down 8. From the left hash, ball resting at the Bombers' 31-yard line. They're going to use some more clock, play clock. Cohen Westfall, you can see the play clock at the north end. It's at 10. Up to the line of scrimmage. Up to them. Hand off. Thought that ball came loose there. I don't know if it did. The Bombers holding on to that football. Going to give them the opportunity to punt it out of there.
Looks like William Wolford came through on that one and got the tackle.
So they're going to back up in punt formation. Tyler Sigman. To back up. He's not real deep. He's about 10-yard in depth. Low snap. Got it bunted. Blocked the punt, didn't he? Punt blocked. He's only 10 yards deep.
I wouldn't call that blocked. I think he just kicked it into somebody. Yeah. That thing never got more than 6 feet off the ground either. So, if punter's having trouble with getting that, that foot set, that plant foot, and when you slide that one, that's usually the result.
So the Blue Devils get good field position. They'll start at the Bombers' 36-yard line at the right hash. Blue Devils, 3:44 left. Change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. Blue Devils have one timeout, Larry. Blue Devils can get put in the end zone. They're in the lineup with twins, left side. Single man in the backfield. Tied in. That's Ridgeway. He'll move to the left side lineup. Shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw, ball's on the surface. They had a fall on it. And it looked like Springer was right there to fall on it also. So it'll be lost on the play. It'll be second down 14. So they'll work it from there. 3:28, clock moving. So they're going to spot it at the 41-yard line. It's at the right hash. 20 seconds left on the play clock. Game clock. Station, I should say, it's moving. 3:05. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Here comes a snap. Dallas Capshaw has lost the handle again. Ball's loose. The Capshaw might have got it back. It squirted loose there. Bombers almost got it, but Capshaw, right place, right time.
Now the snap's just not getting off the ground. It's just sliding around the top of the grass there. So, center's got to get a little better grip on that ball, too.
I'm guessing that ball is so moist. You can dry it, but it's still a moist ball.
Yeah, that leather kind of stays slippery even when you try to dry it off.
I asked coach of Western Panthers, I asked Coach Stewart, I said, you ever work with a bucket of water, putting a football in there? He said no. So some people do. So they'll line it up shotgun. Dallas Capshaw. Shotgun, he'll hand off right to left, Springer. Springer the ball carrier, Slade Springer. He'll get it out across the 50 to the 46-yard line of the Bombers. 1:55 clock moving.
Like 87, Caden Doyle on the tackle.
So the Blue Devils going to line up in a punt formation. It's fourth and long. They're calling it fourth and 21. Landon Spidell going to stand at his own 40-yard line. About a 14-yard snap will be needed here for Spidell. Up back, Chase Hussey going to block. Snap's good, boot's good. Low elevation, nobody back to return. That ball's going to come to a complete stop. And they're going to say the ball's dead right there inside the five. And that's no man's land.
But they're kind of in the position where the Devils were a couple series ago.
So the ball spotted. They're saying it's on the two, first and 10. Bomber's going to take over. 33-0 contest. Bombers gonna qualify to get 7th place this year in the conference.
Yeah, and it's always good to win the last game in the conference, and so they're gonna have that going into the sectional.
So they'll line up line of scrimmage. Play clock. They're gonna line up and they're gonna kneel down. Victory formation, 20 seconds left. That'll be the last snap of the ball game. So Tony Dungy kind of named that rope, that particular kneel down. And the clock is going to empty out 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They're going to walk across the field, shake hands, and I'm sure both these teams ready to get in the locker room.
I think, dry clothes are what's on their minds, both teams. The victory for, makes it a little bit nicer for the Bombers, but I'm sure these boys are ready to get the mud washed off them and some dry clothes on.
So next week, Blue Devils going to have a home game with Blackford. The Blackford Bruins, it'll be a 7 o'clock start. That'll be game one, sectional 36, class 2A. And then class 3A, Rensselaer Central Bombers, they're now 5-4 on the season. They'll go against Griffith, but they'll have to drive up to Griffith to play, I believe, a 7 o'clock start.
Yeah, they shouldn't be too long of a drive for them, but we wish them the best of luck and what they can, start off with a good win in Class 3A Sectional 25.
So we're going to bow out of here. We thank you for listening, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.